calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
32801.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And you are saying 32801, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Amarita Modeste.
Thank you. And Ms. Modeste, may I have your shipping address for verification, please?
114 North Fairport Avenue.
Your phone is going in and out. I'm not hearing you.
114 North Paramore Avenue.
Shipping it, state and city, please.
Orlando, Florida, 32801.
Thank you. And I do see, ma'am, the contest entry that was made May 27th that brought you into the Meal Planner membership subscription. Where
so
you?
So that's why I'm calling, because I never wanted to subscribe to anything. What it said on the guy's thing was nothing about a subscription, and so I'm like, why am I getting charged for something I didn't even want to subscribe for? And then it didn't say that it was a contest when I clicked onto it.
So was it a survey?
Yes. So, and then it asked me to put in my stuff. So I said, okay, let me put in this stuff. But it did not say anything about a contest or a subscription. So I'm trying to figure out, because the first time I got charged, I was wondering why I got charged. Second time I got charged, which was recently, I said, why am I getting charged for something that I'm not, you know, because I'm not going to pay for a contest. That's one thing. I would buy the stuff myself.
So, ma'am.
So, I would like to completely cancel and be refunded for this last thing. Hello?
So, I'm looking at your account. So, I do see, ma'am, that the company is willing to give you the 75% refund for this. Because
no, I need 100%. No. If you can listen, once again, I need 100% refund, or I will be calling my card company to get the 100% refund. I've already talked to my card company because, once again, I had no knowledge of what this is. So if you guys are not willing to do that, I will contact my card company, and then I will report this as fraudulent because I did not authorize this.
Okay, Ms. Modeste, 1 minute for me, please. The company does offer the $54.89 in a $5 setup fee.
No, because I am paying $60. Number one, my card was locked, so I don't even know how you guys even got into my card.
So what happens, Ms. Modeste? You're being canceled entirely, and you will be refunded the $59.89, just to let you know right now. The company just offered that. And then also to let you know, ma'am, that you could be buying one thing or doing a survey, and the terms and conditions can literally tell you you're enrolling into something. So you have to look at, if you're going into a bundle, just be careful. That's just information to you. You could have, if your card is on this account, that's you doing it. And it could have been by mistake. It could have been you not knowing, you know what I mean? That while you're ordering one thing, you're also being enrolled in a membership or a subscription. So check everything, okay, ma'am?
Yes, but you guys specifically said that it was something that I was ordering, and then it had a survey. So if you guys are saying that it's something that I'm ordering, I don't see it come to the house or anything else. I'm wondering, why am I getting charged again for something that you guys said was ordering? Nothing house. This is the thing. Nothing has been sent to my house. It says that I was ordering something. Yes, I read you guys' terms and conditions. It did not state anything about a membership. I actually screenshotted you guys' terms and conditions. And that's why I said if I cannot get my full refund of the last part, I don't care about the first part because I'm like, okay, that was on me. But if I cannot get a full refund of this last one, that is where I will report it as fraudulent because I do have the terms and conditions.
Okay. Well, it's good that you read that. That's good. Yeah, it's an app, ma'am. Just to let you know what it was. It was an app.
I didn't even go through an app. You guys had it something that was on Facebook. That's how it went through.
What I mean is that what this is, the meal planner, is on an app. You would have gotten an email to say, go and deal. You understand?
This is the funny thing. I have never gotten an email from you guys either.
Understood.
So okay. If you can understand my frustration about this whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Since I went through you guys' thing, I never got an email. So that was number one. I said,
understood.
Okay. So maybe I'm like, okay, maybe it's coming, whatever. Because it says that it didn't say I was entering anything. It said that I was ordering this product. And it was a mixer.
Okay, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So that is why I'm very frustrated about this. Because
I'm so sorry. It's a lot. I do understand. Yeah.
And it went through Facebook and everything else. That's why I'm like, I'm fine as long because the first time was my mistake. I'm willing to say, okay, that was my mistake. But the second time I'm getting charged for something I know nothing about, no emails, no nothing, I need that complete refund and cancellation of whatever it is. Because I even questioned my own people, like, who are these people? I don't know nothing about them. I need a phone number.
I'm there, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please. Ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so everything's been given back. Let me give you the cancellation or refund number, please.
Yes.
And that number is C like Charlie.
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead. Take your time.
Okay, C.
C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 920.
Mm-hmm.
883
mm-hmm.
070.
C920883070.
Yes. Okay.
Perfect. So it will be refunded to
5989 in 3 to 5 business days, please.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
The best to you, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.